tonight is the fourth night, fourth Wednesday night that we studied the book of Job together.
这是我们第四晚,
we know that Job, he's no one is like him in the East.
在这个东方之地,
because he was blameless, upright, fear God and shun evil.
因为他完全正直, 敬畏神,
not only that, God blessed him with a great household. He have begotten seven sons and three daughters.
神又祝福他, 给他七个儿子,
and his possession was great. So during that time, because God was so proud of him, and then he, when he talked to Satan, Satan asked God, does Job worship God for nothing?
当, 神在撒旦面前提到约伯的时候, 撒旦就说, 他敬拜神是没有原因的吗?
Because during that time, we can see the, heavenly, the first heavenly scene.
在这里我们就可以看到天上的第一幕。
So during that time, God said to Satan, yes, everything that he has, you can do whatever you like, but do not touch him.
这个神就允许撒旦去, 拿去他所有的, 只是不能动, 动他的身体。
So one day, Job lost his 10 children, all possession, his possessions.
所以在一天之内, 他把, 约伯的, 十个孩子, 还有一切, 所有的家产都夺去。
So we can see that Satan used people to destroy Job's possession and his and his servants.
撒旦借用其他的人来杀害约伯的孩子。
And Satan also used natural disasters just like fire and tornado.
他也用天灾像火还有 狂风来毁坏。
But during that time, Job is still able to worship God.
可是约伯还是继续的敬畏神。
And during that time, he still be able to bless the name of the Lord.
他还是, 在称颂神的名。
In all that happened to him, Job did not charge God with wrong.
在这一切的事上, 约伯没有犯罪, 也没有以神为余,
now we turn to Job chapter 2.
我们来看约伯记第二章。
The book of Job chapter 2.
约伯记第二章,
chapter 2 is the heavenly scene, part 2.
这里是讲到天上的,
so after that, again, Satan went into the presence of the Lord.
所以像先前一样,
then in verse 2, the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come from? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it.
神问撒旦说, 你从哪里来? 撒旦回答说, 我从地上走来走去, 往返而来。
So you can see Satan continued to go back and forth on the earth, try to devour the children of God.
他在地上走来走去, 就是要吞吃神的儿女。
But then in verse 3, the Lord said to him, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth.
神问撒旦说, 你诚心查看我的仆人约伯没有, 地上再没有人像他完全。
Of course, the reason that there is no one like Job on the earth in front of God, because he was blameless, upright, he fears God and shun evil.
像他完全正直, 敬畏神, 远离恶事。
And not only that, after Satan had destroyed everything that he had, including his children, but Job still hold fast to his integrity. Even though Satan, he incited God against Job for no reason at all.
虽然撒旦激动神攻击他无故的毁灭他仍然持守他的纯正。
But of course, in verse 4, Satan said to God,
在第四节, 撒旦回答,
he says, skin for skin, yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life.
回答神说, 人以皮代皮, 情愿舍去一切所有的保全性命。
So in other words, Satan said, look, the punishment that you give Job is not enough.
所以他的意思就是说, 这个神的处, 真的灾祸并不严, 并不够严重。
Everything that a person has, he give it for his life. As long as he have his life, he's willing to sacrifice everything.
人为着保命, 什么都可以放弃。
Actually, Satan is right.
其实撒旦讲的是对的。
Satan, he knows who, how we are as people.
他知道人的个性。
Many people, they're willing to lose everything as long as they have their own life.
很多人都是为着保命, 宁可牺牲一切。
That's why if you go to the hospital, the people who are dying,
如果我们到医院看那些将死亡的人,
they're willing to give all their money that they have,
他们情愿把所有的钱财都交出来,
to live for several extra months,
或者是要再买几个月的生命。
That's why Satan said to God, say, look, you have not punished him enough.
所以撒旦在神面前说, 你给他降的灾不够重。
But in verse 5 said, but stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, And he will surely curse you to your face.
第五节, 你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉, 他必当面弃掉你。
Now Satan said, if you touch his flesh and his bone, surely he will curse you to your face.
撒旦说, 你如果伤他的骨头和他的肉, 他必弃掉你。
So this means truly, if you afflict him with some kind of pain, he will surely will not worship you anymore.
如果以疼痛加在他身体上, 他一定会弃掉你。
You can see nowadays, many of God's believers, sometimes we go through trial and tribulation.
今天我们很多信主的人会经过这个苦难。
Actually, I know one of the sisters, East Bay, she went through cancer.
在东湾有一个姐妹, 她, 有癌症。
But because of her cancer, it draw her much closer to God.
但是也因为这个癌症使她更亲近神。
Because even though maybe she, in physically, she suffer much, but spiritually, she be able to draw herself closer to God.
虽然肉体她受苦, 可是在灵性上, 她却与神接近。
And also there's a young sister in San Jose.
在圣何西也有一位年轻的姐妹。
Actually, this sister, she have eyes problem. Actually, you know, the result of this eye problem, she gonna go blind.
她因为眼睛的毛病, 所以会, 失明。
But sometimes she testified to us.
可是她有时候会跟我们见证。
She says sometimes she go on a train because everywhere she goes, she need to hold somebody's hand because her eyesight is very, very poor.
说她, 有一次要坐火车, 她常, 每次出外呢, 都是要有人牵着他。
So when she go on a train and then she look at people who have good eyesight, sometimes in her heart she complain to God.
有时候她在车上看到别人的眼睛都这么健康, 所以她会心里对神产生不满。
And sometimes she say to God, why don't you give me eyes like these people?
有时候她会问神说, 为什么你不给我, 一个健康的眼睛?
But she also shared with us.
但是她也这样分享。
She say, what happened if I have the eyesight of these other people, and I do not have the Holy Spirit.
说要是我有这个他们健康的眼睛却没有圣灵的话, 怎么办?
She say, would I exchange my Holy Spirit for the good eyesight?
我会不会将我的圣灵拿来换取这个健康的眼睛?
And she say, no.
她说她绝对不会。
She say, she would never change anything for her Holy Spirit.
她绝对不会, 以任何东西来取代她所得到的圣灝。
Because she said the reason she came back to Christ because of her eyesight.
她说因就是因为她的眼睛，她才回到神面前。
And she tell us the time that she's gonna do the to take the bar exam, because she's a lawyer.
她是律师，所以她 那时候要考这个律师的执照。
Because during that time she really could not read because it's everything is so blurred to her, so she read very, very slow.
她因为眼睛很不好，所以要读这个考卷的时候读得不清楚。
But she say on the end of her exam, because when the time is finishing, she just guess, you know, everything.
那这样，所以她动作很慢。 直到时间快到的时候，她就不得已一直用猜的。
But she cannot believe she passed the bar exam on the first try.
但是她没有预料到的，就是她第一次就考过了。
So really, her faith is great.
她的信心是大的。
The reason her faith is great because she has eyes problem.
是因为她眼睛帮助她的信心这么坚强。
And then on the end of her testimony, she said, God's grace is sufficient for me.
所以她见证的结论就是说, 神的恩典够她用。
That's why sometimes Satan does not understand how much we love God.
撒旦或许不明白我们多么爱神。
Just like here, he does not know how much Job loves God.
就好像在这里, 他不知道约伯是多爱神。
Because Job is willing to lose everything he has, he continued to worship God.
事实上,约伯愿意放弃一切, 为着是要持守对神的真,
The first time around, Satan already lost the bet with God.
在第一次, 撒旦跟神对话当中呢, 撒旦已经, 错了一次。
Because Satan does not believe that Job can love God even though he lost everything.
撒旦本来以为说他, 约伯失去一切, 他就会弃掉神。
Now he tells God, if you touch his skin and his bone, surely he will curse you to your face.
现在他又说, 如果神, 击打他的身体, 约伯就会弃掉神。
And again, we know that Satan does not know how much Job loves God.
可是撒旦却不知道约伯爱神是到什么程度。
Just like nowadays for us.
就像我们今天一样。
Sometimes we go through trial and tribulation, but on the end, we continue to worship God and love God.
我们虽然经过苦难, 但是最后还是继续的爱神。
And this is the way it should be because we are the children of God.
本来就是应该这样，因为我们是神的儿女。
So during that time, right, in verse 7, so Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils.
第七节，于是撒旦从神面前退去，击打约伯，使他从脚长到头顶，长毒疮。
Actually, the disease that Job has is hard to describe what it is. Maybe it's skin cancer. Maybe, I don't know, it's very strange.
约伯的病很奇特，可能是一种这个皮肤的癌症。
So his boil, right? The boil is from his feet, the sole of his feet, to all the way to the top of his head.
这个毒疮是从脚底一直到头顶。
Actually, when I was in Kenya, I saw some little kids. They also have boils on their body.
我在肯亚的时候看到一些小孩身上也是有长毒疮。
Actually,when they have the boils on their body, and sometimes it breaks, and I can see the fly, right, just go on it and start eating it.
这个毒疮破的时候，苍蝇就会来，停在上面。
Actually, it's very painful.
这种疮是很痛的。
So Job, Satan struck him with his boils.
撒旦就用这种毒疮来击打约伯。
Really, this is a terrible disease.
这是一个很可怕的病。
And verse 8, and say, and he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes.
约伯就坐在炉灰中拿瓦片刮身体。
Just imagine you see Job, because potsherd is part of the pottery that is broken off, right? And then he uses it to scratch himself.
他用破碎的瓦片来刮他的身体。
So why did he use it to scratch himself?
为什么要刮身体？
Maybe his skin and his whole body is very itchy, right? Very itchy.
很可能因为他身上非常的痒。
I know sometimes I have mosquito bite and it's a little bit, you know, itchy and really you scratch, you cannot stop. Imagine for Job, from his sole of his feet to the top of his head, is full of boils.
有时候我们被蚊子咬都觉得很痒，我们可以想象这个约伯他是全身都有这样的毛病。
So this boil is very itchy.
这个疮呢，让他觉得非常的痒。
And also, Job's appearance changed greatly.
而且约伯的面貌完全改变了。
If you read in chapter 2, verse 12.
我们看第二章十二节。
And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept, and each one of them tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven.
他们远远的举目观看，认不出他来，就放声大哭，个人撕裂外袍，把尘土向天扬起来，落在自己的头上。
We know during that time, Job's three friends was walking toward Job.
约伯的三个朋友来到他这里。
And during that time, they said they look at Job, they feel so pitiful for him.
他们看到约伯，觉得心里非常可怜他。
Even though they're friends, they cannot recognize Job who he is.
连约伯的朋友都认不出他来。
This means the disease that Satan put upon him changed his appearance greatly.
所以约伯的病，使约伯的面貌完全变了。
That's why even his three friends, they cannot believe him when they look at him.
所以他的朋友都认不出他来。
And also, let's turn to chapter 7, verse 5.
我们看第七章第五节。
Chapter 7, verse 5.
第七章第五节。
My flesh is caked with worms and dust. My skin cracked and break out afresh.
我的肉体以虫子为尘土，和尘土为衣。我的皮肤才收了口，又重新破裂。
Actually, this chapter 7, verse 5 is described really disgusting. Sound very disgusting.
这是一个很可怕的形容。
He said, my flesh is caked with worms and dust.
我的肉体以虫子和尘土为衣。
And his skin cracks and breaks out afresh. I mean, you know, it falls off all the time.
我的皮肤才收了口，又重新破裂。
So they mean in his wound, there's some kind of worms eating it or, you know, living in it.
他的皮肤大概有虫子住在里面。
Actually, when I was in Kenya, I also seen this with the little kids in Kenya.
我在肯亚的时候也看到有些小孩有这种病。
Because what happened when they have the wounds, they kind of boil and the fly goes on it.And the fly, you know, I think they, you know, they just, you know, they just go to the bathroom on it, right? And then it turned to like little maggots, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. 因为这个蚊子，这个苍蝇来，沾他们的毒疮，所以这个就在上面下蛋。
Well, like the fly lay eggs in it, right? I think they lay eggs in it, and then it become little maggots. You know?
这个下蛋之后呢，就有小虫跑出来。
So this is what it seems like to Job. These worms and stuff inside his skin, eating it and breaking his skin. This is really disgusting.
所以这个大概就是约伯的遭遇，他身上都长满了虫。
And also, let's turn to chapter 30, verse 17.
我们看三十章第十七节。
Chapter 30, verse 17.
三十章十七节。
Verse 17. My bone appears in me at night, and my gnawing pains take no rest.
夜间我里面的骨头刺我，疼痛不止。
So this means, in verse 17, it says his bone is pierced in him. That means his bone is breaking and piercing through inside of him.
他的骨头在他里面刺着他。
In other words, his bones, while he's going through this disease, it just break off and cracking.
他的骨头好像在身体里面不断的破裂。
And it's corroding.
而且朽坏。
So that's why he said inside him he feels this great pain.
所以他连身体里面都觉得很痛。
So really this disease is horrible.
这是一个很可怕的病。
But also chapter 30 verse 30.
我们看30章30节。
Verse 30.
30节。
My skin grows black and falls from me. My bones burn with fever.
我的皮肤黑而脱落，我的骨头因热烧焦。
Imagine that, they say his skin is black and then just fall off of him. This is really disgusting.
他的皮肤变黑而且脱落。
So and also he said his bone is with fever. So even that time, maybe he's full of chill and he's full of fever.
他的骨头因热烧焦，可能是发烧。
But how long did all this thing gone for?
这样的遭遇维持了多久？
Maybe some say it's only several days.
有些人认为只有几天。
But remember, when his friends came to see him, already 1 week that he was inflicted with this disease already.
但是我们要记得，当这个朋友来到他这里的时候，他已经受苦了一个礼拜。
Let's turn to Job chapter 7, verse 3.
我们看第七章第三节。
Verse 3.
第七章第三节。
So I have been allotted months of futility, and wearisome nights have been appointed to me.
我也照样经过困苦的日月，夜间的疲乏为我而定。
Actually, it seems like this thing happened for several months.
所以这样的看起来，他的病应该是好几个月。
Because he say here that for several months already that he feel this agony and this pain.
他经过困苦的日月。
And every night, it's really painful for him.
他每晚都是要勉强的熬过去。
I'll go to chapter 29, verse 2.
我们看二十九章第二节。
Chapter 9, verse 2. 29, I'm sorry, 29, verse 2.
二十九章第二节。
Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the day when God watched over me.
唯愿我的景况如从前的月份，如神保守我的日子。
So almost for sure that this thing happens for several months.
所以看起来应该是他受苦了几个月。
Because say here, Job said he wished that he was in months ago, right, that God watched over him.
因为他说他希望就像从前的月份。
Just imagine one of us have this kind of disease.
想想看，如果我们当中有人有这样的病。
Really, if we go to, you know, just imagine you come to visit me, right?
如果你来看我的话。
From my feet to my head, I'm full of boils.
我从脚底到头顶都是毒疮。
All you see is see me scratching, itching myself.
然后你看到我一直刮我身体。
And then at the time you don't even recognize that I'm Voodoo, right? Maybe.
你也看不出我是 Voodoo 来。
And also you can sometimes you can see the worms and stuff in there laying eggs and the maggots inside the skin.
你甚至看到我皮肤上长虫。
And within myself I can see my bone is all corroded and all, you know, ruined and I feel full of pain.
我身体里面的骨头都破碎非常的痛。
And not only that, my skin turned black and just falling off.
我的皮肤变黑脱落。
Actually, this disease, really, it's quite a painful disease.
这是一个非常疼痛的病。
Actually, it almost seems like it's leprosy, but it's beyond leprosy.
这有点像长大麻风，但是比大麻风更严重。
So it's why during this time, Satan did everything he could to Job except killing him.
所以撒旦用最极恶恶劣的方法来攻击约伯，只是没有办法取他的生命。
Because during that time, God said, "Do not take his life."
因为神已经讲明说不可以伤害他的生命。
So during that time, Satan did everything that he could except to take his life.
所以撒旦能想到的痛苦都加在约伯的身上。
Let's turn back to chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节。
Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
他的妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。
I imagine if you married to a husband and your husband really this time is look so pitiful.
如果你的先生是这样的被打击。
So the wife Because of her love, she feels so sad for her husband.
因为你爱你的先生，所以你一定会觉得很可怜。
So during that time, if you want your disease to be gone, just curse God and die. You must be better. If you're bad off, you just die.
他看到他受这么大的苦，他说：“你干脆死了，弃掉神吧，这样你还安然。”
Like I shared with you before, actually, Job's wife also have good faith.
上次小弟有提到这个约伯的妻子，其实信心也是大的。
Even though she lost 10 of her children,
因为她丧失了十个儿女。
Even though she lost all the possessions, she still did not complain to Job.
她失去她的家产，那时候她还没有对约伯讲什么。
Really, imagine tomorrow if your husband lose everything that he has, and then, you know, definitely most of the time the wife will complain about it.
如果明天你的家里全所有的东西都失去了，包括你的小孩。
But Job's wife never uttered a word until when she saw her husband is dying.
你大概会埋怨神，但是这个约伯的妻子什么都没有讲话，只等到看他的先生好像要死不活。
Of course, during that time, she knew that Job is blameless and upright.
当然，他妻子知道约伯是正直、敬畏神的人。
Job also feared God and shunned evil.
他敬畏神，远离恶事。
If a person is blameless and upright, God would bless him much.
照理来讲，完全正直的人，神不是应该保护他吗？
But during this time, he's full of disease.
可是约伯却遭受这么大的苦。
But a man like Job, what should it be like? A man like Job, what kind of blessing should God bless him with?
但是像约伯这样正直敬畏神的人，神应该怎么祝福他呢？
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 128.
我们看诗篇128篇。
Psalm 128.
诗篇一百二十八篇。
Psalm 128 verse 1.
诗篇一百二十八篇第一节。
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his way, verse 2.
第二节。
When you eat the labor of your hand, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. So we can see in these two verses, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and walk in his way.
凡敬畏神、遵行他道的人便为有福。
We know surely Job, he feared the Lord and walked in his way.
约伯当然是敬畏神、遵行神的道。
If he fears the Lord and walked in his way, and then what, when you eat, they say, when you eat the labor of your hand, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you.
他要吃劳碌得来的，而且要享福，事情顺利。
So you can see, just like the beginning, because Job, he feared God, that God blessed him with everything.
则就描写到约伯刚开始的生活，他在一切事上都得神的祝福。
And everything he did with his hand, God bless him.
他手中所做的事都顺利。
But now when his wife see him dying with this kind of disease, she could not stand it.
可是现在他妻子看到他这样子生病有这么大的痛苦，他不能再承受。
Why? Whoever fear God, they should be well with God.
因为照理来讲，一个敬畏神的人应该会蒙神祝福。
And verse 3 say, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine.
第三节，你妻子在你的内室好像结许多果子的葡萄树。
So a person who fears God, not only that he himself will enjoy his labor, but also his wife.
一个敬畏神的人，不只是他本人，他的妻子也要得神的祝福。
It say his wife shall be like a fruitful vine.
他的妻子好像多结果子的葡萄树。
And his wife did have many children during that time.
的确的，约伯他太太给他很多儿女。
But now she lost all the 10 of her children.
可是他现在十个儿女都失去了。
And verse 3 also, in the very heart of your house, your children like all the plants all around your table.
你儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子。
So this means what happened? All the children should be able to grow up.Should be able to be around the table and come together, but all of them have been gone also.
敬畏神的人，他的儿女应该是围绕着桌子，可是现在他的儿女全死了。
Actually, when Job's wife see this, she cannot stand it.
所以约伯看的太太看到这样的情况，她没有办法。
So that's why she told him, "Why do you still hold on to your integrity? Curse God and die."
他没办法承受这样的打击，所以他对约伯说：“你为什么要持守你的纯正呢？你弃掉神死了吧。”
Because during this time, Job's wife also feel that if he die, he's much better than being alive.
约伯死比活还好。
But during that time, because of this, she fall into Satan's trap.
可是因为这样，他的妻子呢就掉进这个撒旦的圈套。
Because from the beginning, Satan wanted Job to curse God.
因为撒旦他的目的就是要约伯来弃掉神。
But instead of Job cursing God, his wife ended up cursing God.
但是约伯虽然没有咒诅神，可是他的太太却咒诅神。
Actually, that's why in our faith it's very important both of us have to help one another as wife and husband.
所以夫妻在信仰上一定要彼此帮助。
Because someday the husband will be weak in faith, so the wife needs to uplift his faith.
当这个先生他的信心软弱的时候，太太必须要帮助。
And someday that the wife will be weak in faith, and the husband needs to lift up the wife.
太太软弱的时候，先生要扶持。
What happened during this time? Job also believed his wife.
约伯他其实也相信他的妻子。
What happened if Job also said, "Okay, that's fine. Let me curse God and die"?
对不起，如果约伯他也听妻子的话说，我干脆就咒诅神死了。
Actually, if that's the case, Job would never be blessed again by God.
这样约伯就不会再得到神的祝福。
Just like Adam and Eve when first Satan tempted them.
当这个撒旦来试探夏娃和亚当。
Satan as the man of the house. Satan as the head of the household. I mean, Adam. So Adam as a house as the head of the household.
亚当他是一家之主。
When Eve off him that fruit, he should have said something.
当他的太太给他这个果子的时候，他应该说，他应该讲话。
Actually, let's turn to Genesis.
我们看创世纪。
Because I've been thinking about this verse for many years, actually.
我一直都有对这个都在想这个问题。
Because here we let's read it together, chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
创世纪第三章第七节。
Actually, start from verse 6.
第六节开始。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desired to make one wise, she took of it fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So we know that during the time Eve ate the fruit.
夏娃先吃果子。
But on the end of verse 6, that she also gave the fruit to her husband who was with her.
在第六节讲到说，她给她丈夫，有的翻译本说她丈夫就在她旁边。
So this means when Satan, right, is tempted Eve, was Adam right there beside Eve?
所以问题是这个撒旦来试探这女人的时候，她的先生是不是在旁边？
Actually, if Adam was beside Eve while Satan is tempting her, he should have said something because he's the man of the house.
如果亚当真的是站在旁边的话，他应该要讲话。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这样讲呢？
Because when Eve ate the fruit, her eyes was not open before Adam, right?
因为这个他没有记载说夏娃的眼睛先明亮。
Because in verse 7 say, then the eyes of both of them were open.
第七节说他们二人的眼睛就明亮了。
To me, it seems like Adam and Eve, they were walking together.
表示他们是其实一起走路。
And of course, you know, Eve was saying, talking to Satan, but Adam was just minding his own business.
夏娃在跟撒旦讲话。可能亚当自己在想其他事情。
But during that time, Adam should have said something.
但是亚当应该要讲。
Adam should have helped his wife out.
他应该帮助他太太。
But just like men, right? Sometimes men, we do not say too much stuff. We just say, okay, I don't care, right? But meanwhile, Eve fall into Satan's temptation.
有时候男人不想管这么多事，可是呢，因为这样，他的妻子就陷入这个试探。
Why? If Eve would have ate the fruit before Adam and then give Adam later, her eyes would have been open before Adam already.
如果夏娃真的是很早之前就吃了这个果子，然后很久之后再给她丈夫，应该她的眼睛先明亮。
But during this time, say when Eve gave the fruit to Adam, Adam ate and both of their eyes opened.
这里讲到说她给了她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，那他们两个眼睛同时明亮。
So during the time, Adam maybe he was with Eve walking.Why Satan is tempting her.
所以很有可能这个他的先生是跟他在一起的。
That's why in faith we have to look after one another.
所以在信仰上我们一定要彼此帮助。
It's very important as wife, as husband and wife.
这个夫妻之间的帮助很重要。
Actually, after this, we never hear of the wife of Job anymore.
在这个故事之后呢，我们就没有再读到关于约伯的妻子。
But during that time, go back to Job chapter 2, verse 10.
我们回到约伯记第二章第十节。
But Job said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all that Job did, he did not sin with his lips.
约伯却对他说, 你说话像鱼丸的妇人一样, 哎, 难道我们从神手里得福不也受祸吗? 在这一切的事上, 约伯并不以口犯罪。
So during that time, because Job, his faith is great.
他的信心很大。
So he tells his wife, do not speak like that.
他对他的妻子说, 你不要这样说话。
He tells her, should we accept everything that is good from God and not bad things from God?
他说, 难道我们只能从神受福不, 得福不能受祸吗?
So during this time, I mean, Job, he did not fall into the same temptation as, that his wife did.
约伯没有跟他妻子一样陷入这个圈套。
Because this, on the end, it seems like his wife still remained with him and begot 10 more children.
当然他的妻子一直在他身边, 所以他最后才能够再得到十个儿女。
But actually, on the end of the book of Job, we do not know if he has a new wife or his wife still remains the same. But it seems that he's still married to the same wife.
当然是有可能他这个妻子死了,他后来再娶, 但是圣经没有这样讲, 所以很可能是他的妻子一直在他旁边。
That's why God says two is better than one.
所以圣经上说, 二人比一人更好。
Sometimes Satan can deceive one of us, but not both of us.
撒旦可以, 迷惑其中一个人, 但是很难两个人同时迷惑。
In this way, we can make a journey to heaven much easier for the both of us.
这样二人彼此帮助, 要进到天国就比较容易。
So that's why as wife and husband, we need to pick one another up all the time.
所以夫妻一定要彼此, 帮助。
So after this, say here in verse 10, in all of this, Job did not sin against God.
第十节说, 在这一切的事上, 约伯并不以口犯罪。
Not, I mean, say he did not sin against God with his lips.
他不以口犯罪。
That means if his lips don't sin against God, I mean his heart is also pure.
这也表示他的心是清洁的。
So this means Job, from chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 10, he's still a blameless and upright person.
从第一章一直到第二章第十节, 我们可以看到, 约伯一直保持他的,
actually, chapter 2, verse 10, Satan no longer involved in the story.
从第二章第十节之后, 我们就没有再看到这个撒旦的参与。
That's why if we read from verse, chapter 2, verse 11 to chapter 42 until the end, Satan was never mentioned in the book of Job again.
从二章十一节一直到最后面, 都没有再提到撒旦。
Because Satan has lost his bet with God.
因为撒旦对神的打赌已经输了。
But during this time, Job has the conflict within himself in relationship with God.
现在接下来的故事就是讲约伯他的苦难跟他跟神的关系。
Now before we conclude, we want to introduce Job's three friends now.
我们还没有结束之前, 我们先来看看这个约伯的三个朋友。
Chapter 1 to chapter 2 verse 10, everything about Job that happened has been gone now.
这里到第二章第十节讲到约伯的遭遇。
We know Job is still a perfect person.
到目前为止, 约伯还是完全的人。
But now we have three friends. In verse 11, his three friends who come, they wanted to comfort him.
这里十一节讲到他有三个朋友来安慰他。
Actually, during the time, the end of verse 11 says, for they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him.
他们个人从本处约会, 同来为他悲伤安慰他。
Actually, these three friends, they have very good intention.
他们的用意非常的好。
The reason they go and make a point with Job because they want to comfort with him, they want to feel the pain with him.
他们同, 约会而来, 就是要来, 跟他分担他的痛苦。
At the time, verse 12, when they saw Job, they weep, right? Because they feel so pitiful for Job.
在十二节, 他们就放声大哭, 因为他们很可怜约伯。
Look at it on verse 13.
十三节,
because of this, they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that he was grieved with his very great.
他们同他七天七夜坐在地上, 一个人也不向他说句话, 因为他极其痛苦。
Really, these three friends, they are very good friends.
他们是极好的朋友。
Just imagine that I'm very sick, and all of you, right? Maybe the three of you come and sit with me, right, for 7 days and 7 nights without saying a word.
想想看, 如果我病得很严重, 你们来看我七天七夜都不讲话。
Actually, when I go to visit my father in the hospital when he was dying, really, to stay there one day, it seems like it's for months. It seems so long.
我父亲快要离世的时候，在医院，我去跟他陪他，在医院待了一天，就好像很久很久。
So they mean this friend, they have very good intention to go and visit Job.
所以他们来看约伯，其实是出于好心。
First, they want to comfort him.
他们要安慰他。
First, they want to cry with him.
他们要与他哀哭。
And then they did wept when they saw him.
他们看到他就放声大哭。
You imagine during that time, all four of them, they sat in ashes and did not say anything because why they see Job, he's so pitiful during that time.
我们可以想想看，他们四个人坐在炉灰当中都不讲话，是因为他的痛苦太大。
And we know in chapter 3 when it started, and then we have a debate between Job and his three friends.
在第三章就可以看到约伯和他朋友的辩论。
After 7 days and 7 nights of quietness, then Job, he started to speak.
过了7天7夜之后，约伯终于说话了。
And then during the time, he had debate with his three friends.
他就和他朋友争辩。
And after his three friends, and then he have another debate with Elihu.
他跟这个三个朋友辩论之后，又和以利户来辩论。
And then the third debate, he had debate with God himself.
在最后他与神来辩论。
So if we look at this way, then it's easy to remember the book of Job.
用这样的结构就很容易记住约伯记。
Because from chapter 3 on is all a debate between his three friends and then Elihu and also with God. That's it through the whole Bible.
因为从第三章整本书都是在讲他的辩论，第一是跟他朋友三个朋友辩论，第二是跟以利户辩论，第三是跟神辩论。
Next time we'll study his friends more into details and their characters.
下次我们会再更详细的查考约伯的三个朋友和他们的个性。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱。